the New World Report with Ernesto Araujo and Joseph O'Meara. Headline, Reuters. Argentine ex-president Macri says he will not be a candidate in upcoming elections. Joseph, is this a blow to those who oppose Fernandez and Kirchner who have their troubles?
No, John, actually, this is somewhat of a blessing in disguise because, yeah, while President Macri is a very popular figure, a known figure inside Argentina, he is probably the most beatable of the candidates because they have ratcheted up a whole campaign against him from the moment he was president. So I think Alberto Fernandez, he's not running for re-election, but the candidates that they're putting up were hoping that President Macri was going to be able to be the one of the candidates that was going to oppose him. But this also was because they were trying to fracture the opposition. Argentina has maintained some sense of unity. They have coalitions, and even though they're not the same coalitions, but the coalitions have not devoured each other as they do in other parts of Latin America. And so they were hoping that the President Macri, by him announcing himself as a candidate, would have drove more polarization among the opposition. And since he's now confirmed that he's not going to be running for a president of Argentina, that's actually strengthened the other opposition candidates that have already announced. And most notably, I'd say, would be Patricia Bullrich, who was the former Minister of Security under President Macri, and also Javier Milei, who's not part of that coalition, Conjuntos por Cambio, but he's part of another, he's kind of like almost like an independent candidate, he's a little more libertarian, but he has not, him and Patricia Bullrich have not fought each other. If Macri was to be the candidate, you know, Javier Milei, who's very popular in social media, very popular in Buenos Aires and other parts of the country, they probably would have had a lot of friction. So I look at this as a positive development and a sign, I think, of political maturity for President Macri, who I think, you know, he had all the impetus to run for office. I know many people that wanted him to run in terms of some of the Argentine elites and many people that thought he was going to announce soon. But it shows me that he understands the political landscape inside the country, that he understands that perhaps his time has passed and he was already president of the country, and that he's opening the door for new political stars to rise inside Argentina, which is exactly what the country needs in the face of one of the worst economic crises in Latin America.
Ernesto, did you have dealings with President Macri when in your time in the office, or was he before you?
We had a lot of deals. I knew him personally. I had the honor of having at least one good, very long conversation with him when I visited Buenos Aires as foreign minister. And I have a lot of respect for President Macri's figure. But there's something interesting. Back in when he lost the election in 2019, President Bolsonaro used to say, well, you see, Macri lost the election because he went too much to the center. He gave up on the more right-wing conservative agendas and he lost the election. We must not repeat that mistake. And that's exactly, I think, what President Bolsonaro did. He went too much to the center and lost the election as well. In any case, I think it's good news that you have new faces running for office in Argentina from the right. This is makes them much more electable, and maybe this will start a reversion of the tendency in the region towards the left. But the problem is that
we have 30 seconds, Ernesto. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Just to end, the question is what they are doing. All the socialists are doing now in order to prepare a new region, so it won't matter if a conservative is elected. They won't be able to change that.
Ernesto Araujo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph O'Meara, executive director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.